Welcome to the Generation Podcast. Happy March Madness to everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Everyone's bracket is busted by this point, so we're just going to get into some poetry. This is from another sexy, beautiful contribution from Wendy. All right, here we go. Little Tainer, clicker top, what the fuck are you? Shaky, shaky, jump around, rip apart your poo. You must take this, someone said, need help, so you do. Gleeful dancing, full of shit, gray skies don't turn blue. To hear laughter, crave so much, feeling helpless here. Cannot embrace, distance spans, full eyes, blinding tear. Another pop top, so you try, but that one is a bust. Like carnival, guessing game, not knowing which to trust. Eluding you like a bird, flitting through the sky. Jumbled muffins, scattered pus, boy, brain joy is a lie. Many oddball medicines, your health is not roulette. Several years and trial times, not found the right one yet. Slamming fisted forehead top, scream into the night. Strongest man I've never met, linguistic talents might. Clinging on to fading hope, peaceful dreams so lost. Memories of days gone by, obliviated cost. Childproof bottle, vicious fiend, stealing back my friend. First soar high, then crash down. When will this terror end? If you find that you are scared, sobbing just won't cease. Mumbled mental garbage heap demanding its release. Hold out your hand and lean on me. Expunge heart's stabbing knife. Friend through all the demon fire, clinging onto life. Thoughts are with you night and day. Battle rages on. Angry sadness, frustration. Sunset, sleeping dawn. In the grandest scheme of life, why did our journeys cross? Fellow soulmates suffering, others so quick to toss. The only answer I seem to have is now there is a light. Every laugh he's given me intensified so bright. Go fuck yourself, stupid pills. I know that he needs you. Psychotic roller coaster ride, it's all that I can do. I won't let go. Draw inner strength. Hang on with all my might. Years to find this awesome one. Definitely worth a fight. Goddamn, Wendy. Yeah, that's deep. It might be remotely about the struggles that I've had. You know, with being bipolar and stuff, and I think that I thought that was beautiful. I feel, aside from like, I felt part of myself in that poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is like one of the like true powers of great art.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me just apologize for my voice.
Yeah. Yeah. March Madness. Oh, he could hear you too from the screen.
But I apologize to run us off track.
Yeah.
I was trying to yell so they could hear us wherever the hell they were playing. Where
they were out in Tulsa. Yeah, we lost. We lost. Yeah. It's okay. Fucking Duke lost, so we're happy about that. Nobody likes Duke.
Yeah, Duke lost. But anyways, getting back to with art, you know,
yeah. Which type of shows?
Well, one of the ones like off the top of my head recently that really got to me was DOA.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of people probably would describe as cheesy, but I'd also describe myself as cheesy.
You're cheesy.
But, yeah.
I watch Hallmark movies. I'm cheesy. Yeah.
Has a, like, you know, and but just has a lot to do with thoughts of like after death and things like that. Has a lot to do with wanting a sense of belonging, a sense of purpose, things that everybody has in a way, but I don't know, just
everyone wants belonging or purpose or relationships and
yeah, but like whatever. I mean, you know, like one of my favorite movies still is Saw because I remember skipping school and going to an experience of like obviously
of skipping school.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that's violent, man.
The end of the movie when the last 90 seconds when they
twist. Yeah.
Like, I love that shit. So, like, I remember, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just, like, really having a connection. So there's different ways you can have emotional connections.
Oh, that's true, man. It's all about getting emotional connections to art.
Are you a fan of crying in movies?
Yeah. Do I cry in movies?
Are you a fan of, like, crying? Like,
yeah.
I cried a little bit during Logan. Yeah. Not from character deaths, but it was a couple things that the little girl said, I think.
Yeah.
I think when he was just like, so this is what it's like. This is what it feels like. Logan, when he was dying, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you watched that, right?
Yeah, it's
depressing.
It was really depressing, but you know, I like, you know, I find that as long as it doesn't have to do with an animal death, I can deal with it.
Like Marley and Me? Yeah, fuck that shit. Were you on the edge of your seat for 101 Dalmatians? Like, freaked out that they were there's a different dark version when they kill all the puppies.
Yeah, that's another one where the part of the Degenerate Nation rated our reboot.
Yeah.
How fun was that at the bar tonight when we were talking to that girl and I just simply asked her, didn't even get into the premise at all. I simply said, do you want to hear our rated R reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she broke into a story about turtles, like a positive story. You tuned out. Huh? She's. Yeah, she's lovely. Yeah. You're like, hey.
Andy was killing
it. Hey, it's the part where the turtles, you know, like, hey, fox. That's what the super. Well, just imagine what so many assholes super shred. Studio G. Hey. I'm just going to delay asking them out because I'm going to talk about shredding assholes. Like,
yeah.
Young teenage Foot Clan assholes.
I was bringing this up. Clearly, I was trying to get pussy. Not telling me Andy was. Andy's trying to get to know the girl.
Yeah, that's all I want.
I'll be right back, but Andy's going to keep talking about his thoughts on March Madness and the Final Four.
Okay, you can drink some water. Hurry. Your pants are falling down. I can't see your butthole, though. You would be the second person to show me their butthole on mic. Oh, he's almost back. He's almost there. Oh, he's back. Oh, he's back.
I'm coming.
He's coming. Oh. All right. So yeah, that would have been a bad look. The Ninja Turtles thing. Because I'm learning to hide my personality now. Yeah, I'm just dancing. They're like, ooh, he's got some dance moves. That guy's fun.
Well, that is who you are, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you realize. It's just, you know, you have to temper your personality. Everybody has to temper who they are.
Yeah.
At first, I guess. And it's like I resent the idea of it a little bit. And in an ideal world, you could just. Let's go to a hypothetical here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at a bar and I'm eating a burger. And I'm making this a beautiful hypothetical.
You're meeting a burger?
Eating a burger.
I'm eating this sexy burger.
My voice is so clear. And I can still yell. If I yell, I sound a little better.
Yeah, you just yell. Yeah, it's you know, and emphysema. It's called emphysema.
Emphysema?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
That's not.
So,
oh no, man. Things not to say to women. That's a good
point. Oh, going into I was talking about
hypothetically
if you didn't have the temper, who you are and everything. So I'll set up
Okay, all right. I'm ready for this. Big sweet pink burger. Juicy. Not too pink, just pink enough. Yeah. Yes. Yes. March motherfucking madness. Yeah. A gal, a dame. Yeah, St. Pauli girl. Studio G, he's got a nice cot. Just find one, you bitch.
Make her the race of your choice. I'm not gonna make this racist. You are the racist one. Whatever race you're thinking right now, you're racist of that race.
Yeah.
So whatever race you're racist of is the bartender.
Yeah.
Hey,
you made it this far in life without being a racist.
I'm not racist, I'm racially insensitive.
There's still time. Everyone gets there eventually.
Right, exactly. So, then she can't find... Oh, man, my hypothetical is an interesting...
No, it's pretty good. So what happens... If she's attractive, I'm like, oh, how can I help? I need to help her. Can I carry that for you? Can I open that door for you? I need to demonstrate my value.
What's up?
Yes, you've demonstrated your value. You found the outlet.
So, and still, we're trying to keep this grounded in reality. I am not doing erotica here, so...
Your assignment is going to be, like, you have to...
I'm
going to
work on it. Like, I think I need homework to get better at it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
your erotic journals.
I'm trying to keep this very reality. In the outlet, there's, like, two things plugged in.
Yes.
Mind you, my voice won't be sounding like this in my ideal hypothetical.
Yeah, of course.
Anyways, I know this is really interesting.
I'm fascinated.
She hears, she comes over, sits down, brings a drink and everything, let's say, looks in her phone, and hypothetically, you try to start talking to this person who's been on the raid by herself.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetically.
what it comes about.
In Jakarta.
Yeah, in Jakarta.
Is this guy gonna fuck her or not? They're gonna fuck.
Jakarta likes all the fucks.
Yeah.
And what was my point about all that? That you don't have to temper your personality. There we go. And you happen to actually be talking to a person who isn't identical to you, because that's not what anybody should be.
No, not anymore. I think I used to.
You have to have like almost like a Venn diagram, some crossover and some differences. Like,
yeah.
And you start.
Yeah. So you had an exchange like that with her. Hypothetically, you found in the burger girl.
I'm saying this is a hypothetical referring to your situation where you're interested in this girl that we met tonight a little bit at least. Like,
mm-hmm.
And you're fine. Like, we couldn't talk about the rated, we couldn't even mention the idea of a rated R Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie without her cringing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but it's not necessarily indicative of like their sense of humor. It's just like, what? And then we didn't get into that. Did we teeter on talking about it? Did I teeter? I teetered. I was.
No, you had control because you cared. I didn't. But what I'm saying is, you could tell from her reaction what her reaction would have been to.
Oh, well, about Shredder tearing children's. No, but that's essentially what was. Yo, I feel the movie strongly implied it. Like, it definitely was strong. Yeah. Danny definitely got fucked. He's a method actor. Yeah. Find it out. Do you remember the movie Three Ninjas? Have I talked about that with you?
Yeah.
That I hooked up with Emily?
The real Emily?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I did.
How?
That was like 6 years ago. Oh, or 7 years ago. Yeah. She's cute, man.
Emily.
Don't give her real name on the broadcast. Rocky loves Emily, and I went out for ice cream with her.
Yeah.
There is other cream.
Yeah, so she's not bad looking at all.
Mm-hmm.
She's really actually very good looking compared to how she looked as a child, especially.
Yeah. But yeah, she's just.
How did you guys meet?
Oh, okay, Cupid.
Okay, and this is when you were in LA?
Yep.
And was there a second date?
Oh, yeah, we hung out twice.
Okay. And what happened? What came up?
I don't know, I just was into playing around then.
Right. Now, did you bring up that you knew she was Emily?
No, she brought it up.
How?
As before.
Did you, like, what was your reaction when she said it?
I was like, that's cool. But then, like, in my mind, it, like, probably filed away, like, oh, this is just going to be a story. Instead of, like, let me really get to know this person.
Why do you think she told you?
I don't know.
Do you think you would have found out otherwise? Like,
no. I don't want to Google people before. I've done enough, like meeting online and stuff. Yeah, because it takes away part of the special bond. Oh, yeah.
So my name's Aaron Brooks.
Yeah, there's a lot of Aaron Brooks. Yeah. Yeah, former quarterback. Yeah. It does sound like a black name. Yeah. It's a racially ambiguous name. Definitely.
I've never thought about that before.
Yeah. I'm probably the only black Andy Zioli. Yeah. I'm definitely probably the only black Andy Zioli.
But, yeah, I mean, I've never realized that my name is pretty urban.
Is it urban? No, black. It just sounds like a name that's black. It's more offensive to say. I don't think either are like super offensive to say, oh, that's a black name or that's a, no, but if one of them is more offensive than the other, it's saying urban. Is
you ever say that's a white neighborhood?
Probably.
They just say that's a nice neighborhood. I'm not saying that I think.
Who is this they? This hypothetical that the we? Hypothetical we?
I feel like it's really fucked up, but when you say that's a bad neighborhood, you can say that's a bad neighborhood or a black neighborhood, it almost means the same thing.
That's messed up.
It's really fucked up. And when you say, and I'm, and like, I mean, I know we were laughing, but in all seriousness, when you.
Yeah.
I never hear the description that's a white neighborhood.
Me neither.
I hear that's a nice neighborhood, and then if you
yeah.
Enjoy
all I'm thinking about right now is tacos. Yeah, tell me about Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I know it's, so, recently with the proposed budget cuts or whatever, Meals on Wheels has been in the press a lot for potentially losing, you know, some federal funding or whatever.
It's fucked up, man.
And, it's fucked up, and it's been, you know, it's been interesting because, you know, donations have skyrocketed for Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
And I think one argument that I don't know if Trump specifically has made this or not. I'm not super political, but I'm interested in policies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not really politics, but policies at times. And I feel like one argument from the policy is like that. You know, they're saying and with the federal funding here, it's taking away the power from the people to support the program or whatever.
Right, right.
And in a way that these people should have been donated this way this whole time. Why wouldn't it? But they got complacent because there was a bare minimum almost being done for them by the federal government. Or a little more than a bare minimum, a lot,
yeah.
But still, like, you go to Meals on Wheels Center, it's not. You know, a place where Meals on Wheels is being done. It's not the fucking Ritz. It's not the Four Seasons. I'm not saying that's what it should be, but.
Are they pulling up to, like, motor inns and stuff? Like, motel?
Yeah, they pull up to people who are immobilized, people who can't afford, you know. I mean, they don't pull up to, you know, they don't pull up to white neighborhoods a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and, or nice neighborhoods, you know. But it's like, it's again, something I just. Seem to keep coming across, and maybe I'm a little bit cynical or something, but keep coming across when they do these donations, you know, it's like they're doing it now because it's a thing to do.
Yeah.
It's trendy, it's popular, it's hot, it's, you know, whatever. Like, and it's the same thing, like, with all these marches that happened that now aren't happening.
Now what?
Yes, they've given up.
They didn't care, they just want, I feel like so many people don't seem to care.
Like, sustainable passion. Yeah, like, oh, when the French had their terror attack.
Snapchat filter. Yeah, you know, it's like, I wonder how many people got killed in Chicago today.
Yeah. And yeah, and that should be the answer to everything too.
So, you know, like, at times, I admit, I know there's a lot of fucked up shit going on in this world, and I'm ignoring it.
I tune out to the news.
I got lucky for where I am and where I am still at this point. I'm aware of how I'm lucky, how I was. I can't, there's a capacity to it. I admit that.
Yeah.
In a way, I feel like I'm characterized as the worst
I've done some bad things. I've done some good things, and I'm ready. I want to do more good things. And I think want to
do
easier.
More good things, but I admit I'm not always going to do good and the right things. And like, I admit there's problems I ignore.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm fucking holier than that. I don't think like.
Nah, me neither.
I just want to like. I want to be authentic. I want to be real with my intentions. I feel like so many people are up with those kind of things, and it's just like a lot of people look at like this Meals on Wheels thing and the donations are like, oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, that's great. I'm also like, where the fuck has this been for the last 30 years? Or whatever long? Like,
I would love to do Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, I've donated my time to being part of it.
Did you get to drive?
I got to prepare meals.
Cool, man. I want to do the driving part.
It's easy. You can get involved. I'm sure tons of people are.
All this stuff.
In a way, you know, by Trump doing these budget cuts and putting into the media that these places would still be around, but they're going to need a new source of funding, he helped them in a way. And know that wasn't his intention. It's not.
No, he's just trying to cut. Yeah.
But in a way, it's an intended benefit.
Ooh.
You know?
Like that.
You know, but I mean, like, it's like, I think we'll see more and more. We don't need this. We don't need as much of this government as we have. I'm not saying anarchy, I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying, like, we get complacent when this machine that doesn't have love or passion. People have love and passion.
Yeah.
Machines and government don't.
No.
And that's, like, what's going to drive Meals on Wheels now is love and passion.
Well, what do you think the most passionate machine is? What about a vibrator?
It's just too easy of an answer. That's so hacky.
Right, that's really hacky.
What the fuck?
What about a Teddy Ruxpin? Does that count as a machine?
No, that's a child that's a parent neglecting tool.
Teddy Ruxpin, I've grown tired of you. Yeah. I had one that just, for some reason, just instead of reading stories, just told race jokes.
Yeah, what kind of jokes?
Oh, really bad ones.
Do you have any that you remember?
No, but a good third of them were about Koreans.
Oh my, that's early.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were younger and you thought it was just Chinese people?
No, they're all just Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I actually made
you found out about Japanese.
Oh, I remember the first time I found out. I remember the first time I found out about the Japanese.
Yeah, so it was definitely.
I think we learned about it in elementary school, man. How young of a child were you just like, they're all Chinese?
Right.
So did you just go around like, look at Chinese guy, mom?
Yeah. And that really was not okay. But I think I learned about Japanese next.
Yeah.
Because like, I think, I don't remember how, but then from there, I think like Vietnamese and like Korean.
Yeah. It was just one whoosh.
I felt like every Asian I met was Korean. It was just my area of town.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm close to East Lansing, a lot of students, but whatever. But anyways, I don't know why I had to reveal that I was a little racist as a kid.
They're all Chinese, mommy. Wait, what? No, Teddy, that was when the Teddy Ruxpin left the house. Just Teddy Ruxpin just ripping on Orientals, basically. Oh, I learned how to read. Yeah. That's what he said, man. It's not Teddy Ruxpin's a racist.
My friend's dad was driving us to a Michigan State football game when I was back home.
Yeah.
And his dad's older. He's adamant. He's like 60, so he's like 85 or something. He was driving us to the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they all become racist.
He wasn't like an angry racist. He was a curious racist.
What is that? What is a curious racist?
He was like, you notice how this campus has a lot of Orientals on it? Just a thought,
that's it. So there's a lot of Orientals around. Yeah, they take it. I got more in the tank here. Yeah, he's just trying to soften you up. He's like, all right, Grandpa, thanks. So first he tries to kill himself on the railroad tracks, and he's like, I might as well open up about the Orientals now. They're everywhere, I tell ya. Choo 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 choo. Just take me, Lord, I'm ready. So little last night, I noticed right away there was a really cute girl at the bar, and
ooh,
I just imagine that, and I kind of we didn't have anywhere to sit, so I was just like kind of hovering. Yeah. Yeah, I just met you, but sit all over my face.
Sorry if you're messing on your buds. I don't know why we're talking.
Can I talk to you about some Ninja Turtles adjustments?
Let me tell you, the midnight madness of this podcast.
Well, the fucking, So go ahead, back to the story.
I'm going to be quiet. My throat hurts.
You know, I overheard them talking about, like, Malibu Bay Breezes, and the bartender is making looks like Ice Cube. Malibu Bay Breezes, or Bay Breeze, or Sea Breeze drinks, or whatever. I was like, oh, those are great. And the Ice Cube-looking bartender, he really does look like Ice Cube. I was just like, oh, yeah, okay. Ice Cube. He looked like Ice Cube. Yeah, they do. Ice Cube's great.
Lemonade.
That guy's grandpa rubbed off on you, man. It was that harrowing moment on the train track. You're like, whatever you say is right. And it just opened you up to racism. So maybe 10 minutes later, after I briefly interacted with them, this small group of girls at the bar. And I'm staring, like, straight ahead at the game, and I just see this one has her phone out, and I just see something, like, a meme up on her phone. And it was, like, one of those annoying, like, that moment when or whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't even say that moment when now. It's just when, and then something happens. When your boyfriend tells you that he has AIDS, and they're like, what do you even say to that? It's like, you say, oh, I gave it to him. Not me, but you say, like, you gave it to him. And then that kind of shut that down. I don't know why I fucking say that. I didn't have anything else. I was like, she's cute. I thought she smiled at me a couple times. I think so. But, you know, I say stuff like that, so, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, you find the right person, and they realize.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. all the boys I talk to, they're always just like, man. They're all about it, man.
Everybody's boundary is different. Some people's boundary is the mere mention of saying a rated R reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Other people is hearing the whole origin story.
To be determined. I might dress up. If you're going to have coming to the party, I might dress up.
Yeah, it's a party.
I mean, instead of wearing my Marty McFly vest, I don't know. Maybe a different vest. Oh yeah, I just got off of work at Jimmy John's and like the suit and tie. Hell yeah, doing the suit and tie action, a full suit and tie. No, I'm not gonna do that. Goddamn right, I'm gonna drink some non-alcoholic beer. Yeah. I think it's just like this temporary relaxment. Yeah, relaxation. Hey, give us a break. We didn't know the difference between Chinese and Korean until we were apparently. You were like 19. That's so funny. I've never thought about that before. It
and
did.
Koreans got real trendy. I don't know if it's because I was in a heavily Asian area, but
Koreans got real trendy for a while.
It kind of fallen off a little bit. But, you know, it was really nice. I'm so embarrassed.
I'm just gonna dance at a party and not talk.
Yeah, well, this party won't have a lot of Asians in it.
We lost all of them now.
I think we lost all our Asian listeners at this point.
Well, I think the one interesting thing with a lot of, like, you talk with Hispanic people and. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people assume that they're all Mexican or whatever. And you'll see people from El Salvador a lot, at least in this area, a lot of people from El Salvador, and they don't want to be misconstrued as Mexican. So there's rivalries within, because it's countries, you know. It's not. I think I like the privilege of the opportunities that have been given and squandered, but.
Yeah, but like, do you think we'll, you know, everyone in the world where countries kind of don't exist?
Nope.
Countries are like companies almost.
Yeah, they are. A little multinational.
Maybe brands is a better.
Corporations.
Wouldn't you say brands is a pretty good identifier?
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you think about
every
it. Yeah, if you think about countries as. Yeah.
French people are rich. You know, like not rich as in money, but rich as culture, rich as in their food.
Yeah.
So you know, whatever. USA is like America.
Yeah, America, America, America. Yeah, America's dumb.
But
I don't know. Or as you said, so sorry.
So sorry. That was 1980s Asian racism.
How much did you drink tonight?
I had a lot of pitchers of beer. Thanks, Brendan, for paying for the table and being a hero. No one has
be my hero, baby.
All day.
It's called All Day?
It's called All Day IPA because it's only like 5.5%.
Oh, man. So, March Madness, do you have any favorite March Madness memories?
My favorite March Madness memory would have to be
Oh yeah, I was at a bar in LA and we just tackled each other. Yeah, you were there for that? Oh wow. I just remember Summers dunking on was Robinson. It's one. How do you prove? Yeah, I really think they should stop doing that too. Yeah, if you're winning, it's great. Yeah. Were you drunk? Yeah. Carolina. Chris and I tried to. We posted up at the bar all day. He took off work. I don't think I was working then. And we were getting drunk, ordering pitchers of or buckets of Bud Lights, like five Bud Lights for $15, and we were just bucket after bucket. And this was in a mall bar, and we went into Subway and we took food and we like smuggled it into the bar, be cheap. We were dirtballs, man. We were cheap dirtballs. Also, during March Madness, I almost got in a couple fights. This was the 2009 run.
Were you a big fighter?
No. I had crutches for one of the games. As I was like limping around, I hurt myself playing basketball. So I'm on crutches. Basketball. And so I had these crutches, and this guy like took one of my crutches out of the bathroom. And so I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I did not take kindly to that. What? Yeah. They did? While they're taking a shit? And then you're, oh man, because he pissed all over himself. Do you pee on yourself a lot? Never. So you never have a little bit left when you're pulling your underwear and pants. Yeah. Yeah. Because you're still peeing. But yeah, but essentially you're still peeing yourself. Oh, we're calling a piddle, not a full-on piss on yourself. Oh, where it trickles down to your feet. Where it's just like, you just feel your leg hair. No. You've done that? What does it feel like? Was your piss dark? Like chocolate milk?
No.
Whiskey took me to the dark place.
I recently discovered gin. This is a great topic to have with an alcoholic.
No, well, I don't know. Maybe I would have been. I've had issues with alcohol, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. This is great, man. No, man, it's great. And playing basketball.
What were we talking about? It just left my brain.
I think you were talking about the Chinese again.
Oh, you know there's Chinese, Japanese, Korean,
Laos. I was just farting while you're talking about the Orient.
So I need to stop being such a mouth breather.
You can't help
it.
What? Oh.
The other part is because I am too often coming across times where I am tasting a fart. I'm not realizing it.
You do. Oh, you farted real bad just now.
I did not.
Wait, that was me?
Yes.
Can you taste it?
No.
Do you want to?
No.
You want me to turn around like I was doing on those dances? Oh, yeah, man.
You're welcome. And we will be having a post party podcast, so don't worry, everybody.
Yeah, we'll let you know how it goes.
And, is there anything else you want to talk about before we end this train wreck?
The train wreck.
These are the best. Come on, guys.
The train wrecks are the best. We're just going out and trying. I have to take this pill. I've never taken a pill while on air. Killing it on air. Taking those pills like I don't care.
Like a pill billy.
I'm a pill billy.
Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss, Andy?
I hope your brackets aren't busted, even though they are.
I don't care about anybody's
brackets. Yeah, we don't. You can email us.
I
want to talk about it.
And tell me how this helped their bracket.
Essentially, we're just calling it March Madness to get more plays.
I'm gonna be so hungover for work.
I would have sucked some dick for some plays. Dude, you're gonna take pictures that you beat off to later. Dude.
Bye.